Why do you think you like music? Seriously.
It stirs something.
Someone said, because it stirs something inside of me. That's fair, isn't it? Whether it's Stevie Wonder or Ubi Caritas, you know, or whatever it may be, and everyone has their own preference. We love music because it stirs something inside of us. Now, what does that mean? It stirs something inside of me. It means that music, the fact of it, you could say it that in its sounding, in its playing, in its playfulness, depending on the kind of music, it produces by its existence, it brings a request to the ears that hear it. It brings a request to the ears that hear it. And what is the request that music produces? By the way, what is the request that my questions are making upon you as you listen to them? The request that music makes, the request that the speaker is making, even though he hasn't asked anything in particular yet, is for a response. There's no right response or wrong response. But the fact that music plays, sounds out, there is a vibration, there is a request in the vibration to seek out and to stir what will respond to it. And can you change the response there is to this music or to these words from how the one who is responding is being changed at the same time? You can't. So the reason that human beings love music is because, especially if they recognize it or are familiar with it, they consent to be changed. Literally, they consent to have this vibration, this sound, act upon them in order to produce this response that is pleasurable. And that in this pleasurable response, I am changed from an old grump maybe into a good guy for a few minutes while I listen to Superstition. Or whatever the song may be. Do you see this? Do you see this? Now, two quick thoughts. First, the request that music makes. Did you ever wonder what the request this music makes, what it is? When someone writes music, just as whatever nature is acting for the speaker at this moment, when someone writes something, speaks something, particularly if it's moving or strong or clarifying, what you are hearing is the expanded body of a certain principle. Have you ever sung out spontaneously? Why? Because you're visited by a certain kind of spirit. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Now, if you're moved by that and you sing it and you're not around a bunch of old frumps, someone's going to smile. Why? Don't ask me, because I don't see anybody smiling here. Because the principle of that spirit comes in. It makes a request upon the one who sings it. The song requests from the one listening a response, and the person is changed as they respond. And that's all quite good, isn't it? Don't you love that? Doesn't that sound good? You go outside on an unbelievable spring day, and the sun is out, and everything is that new green that only new baby grass can be, and this warmth is there, and you're celebrating the fact that some gray has disappeared. In that moment, here's life, and this beautiful moment has come in, and its existence requests a response. The response is, I love this, and I'm changed by the love I have for what has taken place. Am I not? I'm a nicer person to be around. Will you consider at least experiment with understanding that life itself is request, response, and change? And that there's something in you that while it agrees to be changed by pleasant music or perfect atmosphere, rejects summarily anything that brings up in you some kind of resistance and resentment or rejecting the moment. Don't interfere with life touching you. Don't interfere with the sound of the divine. And even though you don't see it yet, there is no moment that is not the expressed effect of a broader musician sounding out what it does. Now listen, because this is a kind of an important side idea. You know, I hate to break it to you. You better get ready for a disappointment. You ready? You're not the only one on the earth. I know, it's shocking as possible. How could that be? And don't think that's not true, because you see, you measure everything that takes place according to your personal demands. Doesn't matter that some broad effect that sweeps through the world, some note that sounds out that may be absolutely something you can't stand. It may be exactly what someone else needs or some billions need somewhere else in order for them to learn this request, response, and being changed so that the world can continue to reflect as it's intended to the perfection that sounds it out. So you have this possibility, but only if you choose. You can sit and you can understand that when you're doing something, that this visitor that comes to you that rejects you doing what you have to do, that says, no, I don't want this, that doesn't like what you are being requested to respond to and be changed by, to take part in that perpetual, eternal process. Think to yourself, you know what? I wonder what would happen here if instead of rejecting this feeling, this moment, I met it with the same open heart that I do the music that I love. I wonder what would happen to me. And I'll tell you exactly what would happen to you. You would start to see that there is no sound that plays in you that doesn't have a specific purpose, that isn't part of a broader plan, and that ultimately would perfect you if you would just let the music play.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's GuyFinley.org.